Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We've got a great show tonight. We've got Lisa Renee. She's experienced a spontaneous Kundalini event several years ago that catalyzed a starseed awakening to perceive multidimensional realities and communication with the evolutionary forces of light. Lisa Renee has been personally contacted, then prepared, trained, and downloaded by interdimensional beings, extraterrestrial and ultra-terrestrial, not from this universe, known as the Lyrian, Syrian, Melchizedek, and Aurora Guardians. Guided by the Guardians, Lisa was biologically upgraded to be downloaded to comprehend the science of ascension through the Law of One and its dynamics upon the blueprint layers of energy fields. This understanding of consciousness technologies was experienced by her own personal evolution and began her transition into a multidimensional guide and God sovereign free Stuart during this planet's ascension cycle. She's an emissary for the Guardian groups and spokesman for the consciousness shift of humanity towards ascension. So without any further ado, Lisa, I want to welcome you to the show.
James, thank you so much. It's funny, listening to my bio, I still have to register that because it's like, is this what we came to the earth for? Oh my goodness, who knew, right? It's so lovely to be here with you today. Thank you so much for reaching out.
Yeah, it's awesome hearing you again. I mean, it's been a long time. I remember last time you were here, we did some amazing work together and did the intention experiment. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes, of course I do. Of course I do.
Yeah, we had that beautiful Pleiadian ship came right over after we did the intention experiment. We've got that on film. So, yeah, it was pretty amazing. And I thought what was interesting is when we were working together, we both took aura photos and we both had the green and gold, you know, auras, which is the Andromedan energy that we work with quite a bit. And it might be other, it's like just at least seventh level.
Yes.
Consciousness.
Yes, definitely. We're galactic kin, and that's always lovely and comforting. As you know, I think being on the earth and having that recognition and connection. And certainly while I was there too, back in 2009, the first time I came to eSteady, was actually a momentous event as well in coming into connection with the earth core, with what I call the mother arc, which is a level of the aqua ray being threaded into the planetary network and field, and really getting that anchored while I was at eSteady. So eSteady really played a very important part, I think, in planetary grid work at the time, in being able to access level of what I call the Mother of God, which is a specific kind of frequency that really has been sparse on our planet and of which we're working very hard to increase the Mother's energy, the cosmic Mother's energy on this planet. So I have very fond memories. Of course, it was a very important time for me as well. So thank you.
You're welcome. Have you been feeling lately the, we've been talking about this a lot, about the Earth's ascension process, and basically, if you're not frequency specific to her process, that you're not going to basically be here much longer. So we have to get with the program. But I've been trying to explain this to people on the higher levels and how it manifests in the lower levels. And I mean, I'm sure you're aware of that too. It's just, it's everything is being shoved up right to the surface to be seen for what it is. And I know it's, you know, I knew there were some dark things going on, but I had no idea the extent of it, that it was really that prevalent on a global level. And I was wondering, I'm sure you've been dealing with that same type of energy as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think those of us that have come here specifically to be grid workers and to work with the collective consciousness of the planet Earth, we see some incredibly dark things. And again, it's not something to fear or to deter us from the path, but it's understanding that it's the necessity for polarity integration. We have to be able to identify what we're looking at. And what I've noticed on the planet, and especially in, I think, some levels of the spiritual and light worker community, is, again, there's still a lot of fear in addressing the unpleasant truth. And I think that it's absolutely critical that we rise to answer to that spiritual maturity, because we need to understand what we're looking at from a fearless place. Again, when we understand that we are multidimensional God beings and we're connected to the source and we're clear about our consent, intent, and authority in serving universal laws of God, whatever that is for us in our heart, again, being led from our spirit, there's really nothing to fear. But it is true that a lot of this is very difficult, very painful to look at. I have been entrenched very deeply in the darkest of the darkest waste products of this planet, in understanding how it actually got to this state, why it got to the state, and actually who's behind it, because we have to trace and go to see who's actually responsible for instigating these levels of really heinous levels of transmission, things like pedophilia that are being broadcast into the extremely low frequency fields of this planet, which is creating a massive pedophilia problem on this planet. And again, it's a very unpleasant topic, but it's a true topic. And it's something I feel that all of us as citizens of this earth need to have some level of information about, because it's a very real problem on this earth.
Now, I know, I'm sure you're running into this as I have as well, as, you know, we have the spiritually smug, you know, I guess the spiritual ego, you know, these guys say, well, I just focus on love and joy and bliss, and I do my yoga and eat my goji berries, and I'm much more evolved, so that stuff doesn't bother me. God, I just want to, you know, and they just go, I live in the moment and it's an all illusion anyway. And I just want to like knock them out. Just say, that didn't happen. No, it was all an illusion. That didn't really happen, you know. And you know, just to ground them a little bit, you know, but I'm sure you run into the same thing.
I run into that over the years. Again, it's been something that has really tested my ability to just hold compassionate witness, which is the most common thing I have heard over the years is, I don't do aliens. And I'm kind of, and I'm like, well, honey, they're doing you. So, you know, we've we've got to wake up to the fact that we are not the only ones in this consciousness space. There's a lot of interaction of a variety of entities and worlds of forces that impact and influence us. And if we don't understand that, they start to manipulate us. It's like manipulating blind spots. People that actually say that are people that I don't want to get obviously too close to, because usually they're the first ones to turn into dark portals. Over here in the Ascension community, we've kind of, you have to have some humor, right, James? Because, you know, you've got to find some levity in some very difficult circumstances. So we refer to that over here as sprouting ahead. If you've ever seen The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy with the main galactic president having two heads, it's kind of like that, you know, where somebody is appearing to be sane and reasonably coherent, and all of a sudden they sprout ahead and they actually turn into this spewing, vile, tantrum, ego tantrum kind of dynamic. And yet generally that's, that potential I find exists in people who live in denial and refuse to address unpleasant truths. And again, I do understand in the spiritual development process in the early stages, when we're just cracking in to the soul body and we're starting to feel blissed out and we're connecting to what really is the love of God. I think when we go through that early initiation in our heart, and I certainly was exactly the same, you know, 20 years ago when I went through this process, I just wanted to be all about the highest virtues of Christ consciousness. I loved the Christ consciousness and the feeling of my connection with God and Christ. I just wanted to exist in that space and to be able to share that with other people. And quite frankly, I was rudely awakened to the truth. And because of my love for truth, I feel that truth is incredibly important to pursue in our life on earth, because we live in a world filled with deception, filled with complex deceit in gaslighting tactics. The gaslighting tactics they use on the public is so sophisticated. So in order to seek the truth, we have to really be committed to it. And I committed to the truth process, and that is really how I came to learn the truth, by loving it, by pursuing it, and understanding that God in Christ is a truth spirit. In order to be connected and aligned to God in Christ, we have to pursue the truth, and we have to be willing to actually see it, even when it's unpleasant.
Yeah, I agree. I have a saying, being a Christ doesn't mean being a doormat, you know?
So, yes!
So it's like, you know, and people don't realize, actually, if you really look into the real history of Jesus, he was a warrior. He was trained. And
absolutely.
Yeah, he had swords and everything else. So he was a master swordsman and things like that, which I think, you know, they always say, you know, you've got to be the warrior before you become the Christ, and before enlightenment, you have to do the warrior thing because you have to master your fear.
Yes.
But it does make sense. I'd love to get into some of this because what we've noticed here, and I'd like to run this by you, and you probably noticed the same thing. You know, you've got the 4D astral beings and a lot of just pretty messed up beings that didn't really go anywhere, you know, when they crossed over because of their consciousness.
Yes.
And then you've got, you know, and then as you go up the level up, you've got grays and some, you know, regenerate ETs that are grays and reptilians. And then you've got these serpent beings. And then there's a new kid on the block, which is a kind of a demon alien hybrid.
Yes.
Have you been running into the same kind of energies?
Yes, I absolutely have. And what I really started to notice is, again, in, I would say, the end of 2014, we went through a universal gate transmission that really kind of changed the game in terms of the planetary field. And I really started to notice massive changes in the organization and configuration of the field. And it was something that was very new. And around the turn of 2015, we were basically communicated by our guides, it's time to get out of California because the areas of the United States currently, and probably most of the global cities that are the most highly populated, there is a very aggressive agenda of artificial intelligence transmission and various structures of ripping holes in time-space fabric. This is like creating very similar to the CERN and the Hadron Collider, where they're smashing protons and they're trying to create holes in time-space fabric. And when you do that, that, of course, is very dangerous to the planet's field. Now, the Guardians say that we are buffered from that in terms of not creating surface cataclysms like pole shift. This is something that's not going to happen, because they are stabilizing it. But at the same time, there's a lot of entry through these black holes by very strange beings that I had never quite encountered before. So around this time that we had moved and finally settled into North Carolina, again, moving from California, which I had been born and been there my whole life on the 33rd latitude, they moved us out to a place I'd never even been before, which is North Carolina, for a lot of different reasons. But once we got settled here, they actually asked us to go back to California, to San Francisco. And I was like, please, no. We're so, you know, calm and in this beautiful wooded environment. Now I know how it is to live like you do, James. It's fantastic being in the middle of the woods. You know, you have all this support of nature and it's fantastic. Uh-huh. So they sent us into San Francisco and the AI was just over the top. I couldn't believe it. It was sort of like AI central. And I really started to see what's known as black houses. They're building an architecture on the etheric and in the astral in order to allow an opening of these demons, these hybrid, bizarre-looking creatures that are coming from the black hole system as we are kind of, our planet is going through a shift right now. It's a sweet spot, if you will, in the quantum spaces, and these entities are trying to take advantage of that. It's kind of like hijacking or riding a wave, you know, into an area. They're trying to ride the wave into this period, this five-year period of time that ends at the end of 2017, and get this new sort of breed of hybrid demon from the black hole systems in here. And when I came in contact or became aware of it, it's a whole other level of Satanism. I really started to experience this increase in the satanic mainstreaming. Like the mainstreaming of satanic agenda is directly designed to try to get this new class of hybridized demons in here. And that I really started to feel and notice in last July. And it's been really accelerated ever since then. It's just, it's a different game that's happening with this black hole system. This type of entity is a type of hatred. It, sadly enough, you know, we have to understand the profile of these types of entities and what they're programmed for, because I think most humans, especially heart-based humans and people that are empathic and care about the world, can't fathom this kind of hatred, a type of entity that enjoys torture, the type of entity that wants humans in agony. This is the profile of this thing. And that started to really come through the field in different ways, I noticed last July. And they're quite aggressive, but once you understand, again, the law and holding and commanding your space, it's very difficult for them to get into a protected space. Where their leverage is when you don't understand or want to address or deal with dark forces, because the profile is the same. They're just, I would say, more aggressive.
Now, these ceremonies, they do these blood rituals, you know, and child sacrifices and all those things that are going on that people don't want to look about and don't are in total denial about. Those actually open gates, or they're either sponsored by these same types of entities.
Yes, absolutely. When I was in San Francisco, that was the whole download of the intelligence of what was going on. I didn't realize that the Church of Satan and the Temple of Set were actually established in San Francisco. I happened to be born in San Francisco, so it was interesting returning to the place I was born, and I didn't recognize that. I had no idea, actually, until I went there last July, that the Church of Satan was actually established by Anton LaVey in the late 60s or mid 60s, and he was quite popular with the Hollywood set and, you know, everybody down there. And then there was some kind of disagreement with his running of the quote unquote church, and Michael Aquino came in, I guess was a disciple of LaVey, and who was also a Navy admiral at the time, I believe. And then he started the Temple of Set, and that has grown into a massive black magic satanic organization that is alive and well today, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I'm on their hit list. You probably are too.
they don't like us, no.
No. No, I mean, I've had incoming stuff, and I'm going, holy smokes, this is sorcery. You know, we're getting full-blown targeted here.
Yes, we are.
By black magic and sorcery. And then you go, then next minute you've got these reptilian guys coming at you, and the next minute you got a gray. It's just like ongoing. You know?
Yes.
It's just like, I just want to create a big vacuum here that just sucks them all in and takes out the trash. But that's kind of what this vortex is, unfortunately.
Yes, I think a lot of us, again, I wanted to also comment, because it was really beautiful and really lovely, is that when you contacted me, I actually was contacted by your teams that help you hold the vortex and the Stargate in that area. And it was a really lovely, you know, friendly exchange, you know, again.
Nice.
A very welcoming, and just, you know, it's family. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. We're having a lot of you know, hopefully you'll tune into this after the show, but there is a being by the name of Laha that is a Pleiadian god being. You know, it's a ninth dimensional god being.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pleiadians consider that they're I don't want to say real god, you know, but it's more of a real god versus the Anunnaki images that we work with, you know,
yes.
And then there's another one named Laha, which is very similar. There's Laha is the ninth dimensional Pleiadian, and then there's another one named Laka, which is a 13th dimensional being that they came in now to help out with this shift. and what's going on. And the 13th dimensional beings like knocks your socks off when it comes in. I say they're like the Elohim on steroids, you know? And they've been coming in quite a bit lately. And so I have no doubt on where we are going to end up, you know, the end result, because of the energies that are coming in. But it's between now and then, I don't know how much damage the dark side is going to do on the way out.
That's exactly it. It feels like a smash and grab on the way out.
Yeah.
Yes. And that is really important to also say, for those people that may not be having experiences that are required of us, James, is that also, even though we are aware of a new level of entity and a lot of destruction that is happening on these inner fields, there's also an incredible support system that's here. We're in a very strange time. It's like the best of times and the worst of times all rolled into one right now.
Exactly. Have you been playing with these lion beings? I'm fascinated by them, because you've got the 5D beings that are more like a humanoid cat being, and the 6D ones are more like a panther, but the 7D ones, the seventh dimensional ones, are full-blown lions. They're like 17 feet tall.
The full-blown lions make me so happy, because that just connects me so directly into the female vertical lines of the great white lion. And so having them here is so comforting for me personally. That to me represents really the support of the mother God aspects. You know, for me, that's what I associate and connect. And it's just, it's such a comfort to have them here.
I call them the spiritual whoop ass, you know. When it's time to open up a can of whoop ass, you call on them, and they take care of business pretty quick. I've seen what they can do, and it's a mind blower, you know. People, they don't have to, I mean, they're 17 foot tall, and they're really goofy because they are so powerful. They have to kind of get you out of your fear, you know, of your own power, your own inner lion. So they do kind of goofy stuff now and then, just to mess around. But what I've noticed is, I mean, I've seen them just with pure energy collapse grays and things like that, just collapse them out of this dimension. I don't know where they go.
I have seen that too. Actually, that happened during the Satanic Recon when I was looking at the black houses. What this was related to, as well as not only looking at the mainstreaming of the Satanic agenda that they're doing right now in 3D land, you know, with the media propaganda, but they're also, we were tracking a galactic human trafficking ring, and we were getting these pieces of information of who is accepting humans in these bartering agreements, because unfortunately, going back to the horrible problem with pedophilia related to human trafficking, this is another thing. We have a big problem with slavery on this planet, as we know. Human trafficking, multiple, you know, millions of people get taken off the earth and nobody knows where they went. And, you know, again, I think in annual in the United States alone, it's on average about 800 to 900,000 people go missing, and half of those are children under 18.
Yeah.
And so during this time in San Francisco, it was also made known to me that there is a DRAC-based human trafficking ring, of which humans are used as a bartering tool both on and off planet, and that was being tracked. But the reason why I go into this is the exact same thing that you described in actually taking someone out and throwing them out of the time-space continuum. The DRAC that I was following that was related to this human trafficking recon work basically tried to threaten me, and it just got picked up by the scruff of the neck and thrown in a place I don't even know where it went. I'm like, oh, okay, you know. So it was really interesting to see
that
kind of pattern.
Yeah, they told me that. I asked them about it. I said, what about these reptilian beings? I mean, they've been packing a punch, you know, and they said, they're no problem to us. You know, they said, we just throw them down and rub their bellies. They're just joking around about it. But, you know, they said, you know, we're 17 feet tall. You know, we're slice and dice seventh dimensional beings. There's not much they can do. with this. And that's kind of what we need right now to get through these times, because, people have no idea, and I don't want to berate this, but, people, they go to their yoga class and they bend themselves into pretzels and they think they're very spiritual because they can, quote a few Sanskrit words or whatever. They know the yeah. Hindu names of the chakras and things like that. And then they say, well, I don't believe in aliens, and things like that. And I said, well, if you read the practice you're doing, the origin of it came from the stars,
Yes. It's like
they had their ships and they had their gods and they had, it's all in there, So it's just unfortunate they get a little bit of knowledge and then you get that spiritual smugness come in. And
yes, it's such a good way to block people. I call that keeping people on the horizontal, because what happens a lot in the, what has been called the New Age or Lightworker movement is that people get a little bit of, like what you said, knowledge and a little taste of the astral heart, and they think that that's enlightenment, but it's actually not. It's a layer that blocks them from going vertical. So if you stay in the addictive state of the astral plane, you just kind of cycle in this horizontal, like a dog chasing its tail, and you don't ever go vertical. And so this is a part of the consciousness traps they've put down here, which is obviously very saddening, but very effective for people that haven't freed their mind yet. I think the thing that I'm constantly baffled is observing case studies of mind control and how incredibly debilitating and damaging this has been to the human being.
I agree. I always tell them, enlightenment needs to be in knowledge of all of it, not just, a portion of it or the good. You got to know about the dark side too, and the whole enchilada. And if you don't, you're subject to it, and if you're only using 10% of your brain, who's using the other 80%?
That is so, yes. I can't tell you how many times I've said that, yes, if you're not aware of your light body and your consciousness, somebody else is using it. That's how it works down here. So unfortunately, that's just accepting the reality as it is. And, once you see it for what it is and you connect with the truth, there really is nothing to fear. I know that maybe some of our discussion may sound scary to some people, but honestly, when you are connected to God and your full faith, trust, alignment, and relationship is with God, there's nothing to fear. But, it's true that we do need to be able to discern the difference between light and dark. And I think the biggest challenge for people that refuse to address the darkness is they can't tell the difference of false light, because the dark loves to, it's an imposter spirit and it loves to deceive people. So it's basically telling you it's light, but it's not the light. And if you can't tell that, then you're just a puppet. You're just going to be manipulated by these forces.
I agree. There's faker spirits out there. And, we have people come up here quite often and they'll say that, they actually totally believe that they're Jesus, or Mary and things like that. And a lot of times, they'll come up here and they go, I'm going to go meet with the Pope and he's going to turn everything over to me and everything else. And I said, you might want to just kind of try walking on water first. Breaking a few loaves or something.
I always feel so sad for that, because I think there's a huge misunderstanding that people trying to personify a collective consciousness. Christ consciousness is a collective consciousness. It's not just one person. It's a title. There are female Christs as well, which God knows that would be considered a sacrilege in today's world religions. There are both male and female Christ. In fact, the Christ consciousness is inherently androgynous. So it requires both mother and father God in order to create the offspring of Christ. You can't do it with just one. So
you've got to have balance, or
exactly
you're not gonna be able to connect.
Exactly. So I think a lot of people don't understand, if we're talking about quote unquote satanic forces, Luciferian forces, or Christ forces, we're describing a collective consciousness. It's not just one person that's or a couple of people. It's actually a collective consciousness. And I think, unfortunately, some people get stuck in these archetypes of Jesus, Mary, or whatever, and they feel such an incredible resonance and identification with that archetype, but they're not understanding it's a collective consciousness. It's not an actual individual being, and you are that being. It's an aspect of an archetype you're connecting with.
Yeah, that goes with the Antichrist too. People think there's one being, you know, one particular being that's Antichrist. And, you know, the scholars always say there's a series of Antichrists, you know, coming out. And I just see anything that's Antichrist consciousness is the Antichrist. You know?
Yes.
So it's like, it's pretty simple. But, you know, I know quite a few people that are right in there for the running, you know, that for the Antichrist. But, they're more of a it's more of a collective consciousness throughout history that, again, people have, you know, it's like you have the house of Mary, which is, and you have the house of Jesus or the house of Ezekiel or all these other beings. And people don't realize it's a house of consciousness that some of us were a part of, you know, in past lives.
Absolutely.
We participated in these groups, you know, in these houses and, you know, the house of Baba G and these other ones, people are aligned on a soul level, you know, with these energies. And when it gets reactivated, you know, they have a major opening, you know, or a quantum leap in consciousness. But I see over and over again, it's that, like you're saying, you can't personify this. That's when the ego says, I'm it, you know.
Yes, yes.
Or I'm the only, you know, the only one.
Exactly.
I'm the chosen one, you know. I love that one.
Exactly. Well, and then you're just primed for psychotic break because that's what that
exactly.
is. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they've separated you from the omnipresence, and then when you're separate, then they got you.
Yes. I've seen that a lot. I've seen that a lot over the years. It's been very painful. I've seen some people that refuse to do their work, I would say emotional and spiritual clearing work, as well as clearing the negative ego. Again, this is why the emphasis in our community and energetic synthesis is all about clearing that negative ego so that you can be able to get through these pitfalls, because the mind control is so intensive on this planet. You need that education in order to really discipline your mind and be able to identify these various qualities of frequency, energy, and thoughts that are coming at you. You know, and if you can't do that, then it's true. I mean, you really shouldn't be going vertical, because you've got to lay a very strong spiritual foundation. Otherwise, you're going to go up vertical and you're just going to have a psychotic break. And that's what happens when, you know, like what you're describing with some of these personalities.
And I see over and over again is that, you know, I always tell people, you've really got to develop your spiritual BS meter,
you know,
and your own inner sensitivity, because, you know, people are saying all the right things, you know, especially in this political arena, which I don't really want to go too much into, but, you know, they're saying all the right things and people are believing them. But if you look at their history and their track record, they've done exactly the opposite. But, you know, people are just going by what the boob tube's telling them, you know, and what they're saying and everything else. And I said, my God, if you were spiritually connected, you couldn't even listen to this person.
Yes.
You know, in 2 seconds you go, I can't even tune into this person. They're carrying some really dark forces with them. They're liars, you know, they're deceivers.
Yes.
Right away, you just know. And I see people marching for these very same people. They're out there marching and everything else. And I just go, my God, you know, get a consciousness, you know, tune in to what these people are all about, because they're nothing of what, you know, that they're allowing you to perceive or trying to get you to perceive. They're actually the opposite.
This happens so often that it's baffling every time. You know, I live a very, I would say at this point, an isolated life, just because my workload necessitates it. There's just an incredible amount of work to do during this period of time. And I think you probably feel that same way. You know, we've prepared a lifetimes to get to this point. So this is a workhorse period of time, I think, while we're in the thick of it right now. But seeing that so many times where people do not have discernment of the use of seduction, charisma, lying, people can be really good at, you know, charismatic speakers, but this just does not make them connected, truthful people. And it's very clear that a lot of people do not have that discernment. And it really is bothering, because if you don't have that discernment, you're putting your time and energy in something that is inherently corrupt and does not have humanitarian objectives or ethical conduct behind it. You want to look for things where people are sincerely humanitarian and, you know, have been able to get beyond materialistic traps. Because I think we have this big problem, especially in this quote unquote consciousness expo presenters. And, you know, people are, you know, marketing consciousness like, let's be the next YouTube star. And this has nothing to do with consciousness, nothing whatsoever.
Yeah, I agree. It's just getting worse and worse out there. I've been seeing, just if when you, you know, you go up the ladder, even it doesn't matter what institution, even the New Age institution or the UFO institution, or whatever, when you go up that ladder, you know, political institution, it's weird. It kind of gets darker and darker and darker. And unfortunately, the people at the top are not at all who you think they are.
Exactly.
And,
yes.
And I've noticed that. And I see, you know, I come across this all the time, and I don't want to get into a war with these people. But it's at a point now where you just can't ignore it. You know, it's so ridiculous and rampant. And I always tell people, you know what? All I'm saying is do your research. Look at how they treat their staff. Look how they act off of the podium. You know, develop your inner sensitivity. If things don't add up, you know, then use discernment, you know, because I've seen that deadly charisma over and over again, and I've seen these people use it, and they all talk about love and service and everything else, but they're in total service to self. And,
oh my gosh.
And, and they're actually opening gates to darker entities, you know, and people don't even realize it.
Yes. Yes. I've seen that as well. And, you know, it's saddening. I think what is sort of baffling about that is you don't really have to be that developed in your higher sensory perception. Just use common sense. Where is common sense?
Oh.
Look at and pay attention to the behaviors and the motivations, and always follow the money. Because if you can follow the money and the motivation of that person, it'll give you a lot of information about why they're doing what they're doing.
You know, I agree that, you know, one thing too is like, look at who they hang out with.
Yes.
when they brag about hanging out with the Clintons and the Rockefellers and big money and this and that, big red flag, you know.
Yes.
Big red flag right there tells you a big red flag, you know. And so, you know, we need to start looking at that, you know, about, and unfortunately, these guys are actually sponsored by, you know, the Clintons and the Rockefellers. And so that's where they get their funding from. But, you know, in other ways, but, you know, you just go pay attention. Like you're saying, follow the money, look who's funding them, look who they're hanging out with, and look how they treat their staff. That's the most important thing, because, you know, I've talked to certain people's staff over and over again, and they keep coming here with just horrendous stories.
Oh, God.
To the point of where I just go, well, yeah. And I try to warn them about it ahead of time, and they go, well, you're just jealous, or you're in competition, or you're in judgment, you know? And I said, no, I'm trying to look out for you. You know, I'm trying to give you a little heads up here. And
yes.
So, you know, then they get burned, and then they go, God, I can't believe it. And I said, well, let's just chalk it off as a lesson in discernment. Yeah.
I think one of the most important things to look for in people is the spirit of kindness. This is something that I say over and over again, that over the years has kind of baffled me, because I've seen so many spiritual communities actually be broken apart by some of the most heinous actions. Like, you go, how did that happen? You know, I mean, how do we go from a group that is organized, that is talking about, you know, heart-based loving kindness, and how does this behavior, how is it born from that? And truly what we need to do is realize kindness above all and look for people that, you know, are in leadership or stewardship positions, look for kindness. Kindness no matter what. Kindness when they're being attacked. Kindness when things are chaotic. Kindness when they're stressed out. We all deal with pressures and stress. It does not give anybody license to berate and treat other people badly. And that really as well, I think, gives us an indication of who is kind to others and demonstrates that kindness and is able to hold that virtue no matter what is happening. Because that's, I think, very critical and key, especially looking at worthy spiritual causes.
Yeah, if you can't hold space or hold that frequency for, you know, in yourself, I don't know why you'd want to be, you know, trying to teach others or whatever. You know,
I have asked that question over and over again. The only thing I can really come up with is that these people are dark portal plants. The reps have put them there. That's the only thing I can get to, because it took me, I was very naive in the early stages because I just kind of thought, oh, gee, you know, we're one big happy family. And if we're on the ascension path and we're devoted to these principles, you know, for me, it's the law of one, you know, loving kindness and being able to bring these qualities to the earth. I'm thinking that's, you know, what other spiritual teachers or other people are also wanting to hold as a priority in their behaviors and in their interactions with others. And I found how barren our spiritual communities are with kindness. I mean, it just kind of blows me away that the basic 101 about, you know, connecting to ascension and consciousness and holding this loving kindness, how difficult it is for so many people to actually do that.
Yeah. And I've had people come up to me, and I think you're calling it sprouting ahead.
Yes.
You know, it's like at the booth, sometimes I'll be at the booth and people come up and they just start challenging you, you know. And this one woman, she was wearing all black. And I don't know, she was involved in the energy I got from her is some kind of a witchcraft or sorcery energy or whatever. She's going, it's all one. It's all one. And I said, of course it's all one. There is no negativity. There is no. She's just like really demanding that I say there is no negativity, you know. And I said, well, it's all one, but there is negativity within the one. And she was just coming unglued, you know. She goes, well, you're not there yet. You'll get there, you know. And if I wasn't solid in my own truth and my own, you know, knowingness or whatever, that would really throw me off. You know, that would throw off a lot of people, you know, to come into contact with that kind of energy. It was very intense energy. And then she just kind of went storming off after that. And I said, no, I said, we do need to recognize there is a dark side. There are beings that are self-serving that feed off of others' energies, and it's just the way it is, you know.
Yes.
And you know, she just really just flipped out, and I call it barking. You know, they come up and start barking at you.
Yes, yes. And this is, it's always really clear who's behind it when somebody comes with aggression. And this is something, again, you know, I recently wrote a blog which I think is very critical, called Anger. You know, being angry is dangerous. In this terrain, when you lose control of yourself, your impulses, and you become aggressive and angry, you are basically opening yourself up to semi or full possession by a dark force. And most people don't recognize that there is no way to be conscious when you are angry, period. Mm-hmm. If you allow yourself to go off into angry tirades, you've got a problem and you need to get that under control, because when you're in that state where you have lost control of your faculties or you've lost impulse control, you are just fodder for manipulation. So anytime, you know, again, when these people do this, I find it to be such a paradoxical kind of joke. Like, you're kidding me. You're yelling and screaming at me and you're telling, you know, you're there. You think that this is consciousness. This is... this is actually the higher, you know, so it's very interesting. The games that are played in the ego are just never ending.
Yeah. And the ability to share too, I think, is really important. And you know, people often share their wisdom and they don't have, I know you've had some, I probably don't want to go there, but you've had people coming after you because of information that you had that you were sharing. They're saying, mine, it's mine. You
Yes,
know, it's like,
exactly.
and
Yes.
you got to watch out for that too. You know, the control factors, you know, that come in
Oh,
there.
it's ridiculous. Yeah, it's utterly, well, it's insanity. You start to recognize that, again, when you accept this role, or you're given this role, however you want to phrase that, you recognize that it's a tough journey and there's going to be a lot of people that, because you're a spiritual catalyst, really don't like you. I mean, I get a lot
Oh
of people that just, they hate your guts for no apparent reason.
Yeah, I
And
was kind of naive to that one because I, you know, they people came up and they go, you know, people just really love you or they really hate you. And I go,
yes.
hate me? Why? You know, it's like, and I didn't understand. I go, what do you mean, hate me like that? But I noticed that what I was doing was my truth was like upsetting their apple cart or
Yes, exactly.
their little group that they had going there or something, like, because it was more unlimited. And I, in the UFO community, they eat their young. You know, there's so much
Yes,
competition.
yes, exactly.
Yeah, every time I go, like, I'll go to one of these big conferences and they don't invite me back. It takes about 5 years before they invite me back again.
Oh, James. Yes, I know.
You know,
I
because it just,
know.
you know, it's like they're still playing around with nuts and bolts, you know, and it's all bad or it's all good, or, you know, they've got a little piece of the puzzle. When somebody brings the whole enchilada out and says, this is what's going on, you know, there's just, unfortunately, there's a lot of jealousy, and then there's a lot of planned opposition, you know, in the highest positions that are choosing, you know, who's going to get the pulpit or not.
Yes, absolutely. And sadly as well, I mean, I think too, we have to get past that understanding because I think in the early stages, you're like, all this aggression and all of this resistance for me. I mean, like, really? I mean, I remember when I was in my homeless state with 5 cents to my name. I'm like, really? What do I have you what that you want? I mean, I'm certainly not powerful. I'm not, what do you want from me? And but it's learning that again, I think in holding the wealth that is true wealth, which is that inner spiritual connection. Because when you have that spiritual connection, you're inner sustained, and everybody wants a piece and they try to suck it dry or, or call it names or beat you down. And this is what I call the victimizer programming. People just victimize it. And so you really have to, grow a thick skin and recognize that's the nature of this path. The planet has been besieged with a victimizer archetype, and a lot of people go right there. As soon as they feel threatened, even remotely, just a little bit of unconsciousness threat, they just come after you. And it is shocking in the beginning because I couldn't understand how unconditional love was threatening.
Yeah, and
It's,
also too, well, the entities jump in them too.
yes.
I've had friends and even family members and things like that, and you know, lovers and things like that just totally go dark and just go, what the heck is this, you know?
Yes, that's again
And
sprouting ahead.
yeah, and it was set up. It's a setup. You know, the whole thing was a setup. You know, to open your heart up and just punch you. You know, just give you the
Yes.
1-2 punch right in the heart. You know?
I call that the knife twister. They get as close as they can and then they attack you. They just rip you to shreds. Yes. I can't tell you how many times that's happened to me. So I know, James. I love you, man. Thank you for enduring what you do because I know.
It's kind of a, I feel like I'm glad I went through all that stuff. I came out stronger in the end. It wasn't fun, you know, during the time it was going on, but, you know, at the end I came out even stronger, and I learned not to give my power away to anybody or anything,
Yes,
you know.
and I think that's the point is you learn how to create the appropriate boundaries that you need while being unconditionally loving. Because I again, there are certain people you just cannot allow into the inner sanctum. Like I started to understand I had to have circles, of And people had to gain my trust. I didn't just give I used to give my trust away. I would always assume the goodness in the person.
Yeah.
And I realized, especially in a leadership situation where I'm responsible for projects in a community, that I couldn't do that anymore. That if somebody just said, oh, gee, I'd like to help you, that that didn't mean it was a true, sincere intention behind that. It was actually someone who wanted to create more chaos or rip me down or undermine what I was doing. And, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of that out there as well.
Yeah, we want to see the highest potential in people. And a lot of times when we're operating at a high level, that's what we see. And we miss the lower potential. And I was told once that, you know, trust is earned. You know,
yes.
I was the same way. I wanted to trust everybody. And why, and I couldn't even understand why they would do that. You know, that's kind of like that Pleiadian consciousness, where they're kind of a sucker for the dark forces. Because a lot of them are just so high and so loving, they just can't comprehend somebody actually, you know, harming them or stealing from them or lying to them.
Yes.
It's not part of their reality. So they, you know, they have a hard time here. They have to go through those hard lessons of discernment, you know. But, you know, if you've had a Ryan lifetime where you've had to deal with the reptilians, it helps you temper that, you know, that kind of energy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is why.
If you got going, we're coming up close in the hour. We still have some time left, but I really wanted to see what have you got going on lately and what's the best way people can contact you?
Well, thank you for that. It's true that what seems to have evolved in my world now is the responsibility for creating an ascension library. So a lot of my time these days is doing planetary grid work, but also building an ascension glossary that is to exist as an information commons for the public. So a tremendous amount of my information and time, you know, goes to building resources for the public, free resources. On our website, we have something called the Crystal Aegis Program, which is a self-study program to get control of your negative ego and to work with the Crystal Aegis, which is a soul protection that helps you collect your soul aspects. Because a lot of people, their emotional body is the most damaged, and the soul, when it's damaged, gets fragmented. So to come into wholeness and clarity with our higher sensory perception, we need to heal our emotional body, which is our soul body. So building these tools to be able to offer them to the public, because I think this year especially, it's very important that context tools, the ascension glossary, to try to understand more about what is happening on our planet and some of the language we use, because I do notice they use a lot of consciousness sweeps and AI to pervert or distort the meaning of words in language.
And I agree.
Yeah. So the Ascension Glossary is really, at this time, it has felt, I think because the guides really came in and said, you know, look, I just got done building the website, rebuilding the entire website, you know, with my husband, Tomas. We built this whole thing, just the two of us, from the bottom. And the feeling is that there is potential to more levels of disclosure with people really desperately seeking some kind of information or context to what's happening to them. And so I've really been working hard on just trying to build that groundwork for a new swell of people that will probably come out of this year with the massive shift that we're undergoing at the end of this year. So
great. And how do people get in contact with you? What's the best way? Your website?
Yes, absolutely. Of course, the website is energeticsynthesis.com. We have, as well as a resource, the ascensionglossary.com. And also for people that are working as energy facilitators, we have something called the Alien Implant Module, which is offered to those people that do energy work that need assistance in a system that allows them to identify, locate, remove, and repair levels of AI mind control that are in their light body. So there's, as well, different things that I'm offering. It is more of a self-study program at this point. But again, none of these resources would exist without the support of the beautiful and beloved community, the ES community, who, again, is a part of the support of all of the free resources that we try to give to the public.
Great. Hey, well, I can't thank you enough for all the work you're doing now and you've been doing,
Thank
and
you.
the mirror you've provided for me, to keep going too as well. I think we're all mirrors for each other, and
Yes.
it's a crazy world, and sometimes the stuff that we come in contact with and deal with, we think we're going crazy, and you're like, God, this can't be for real,
It is
and
more
then
surreal than
yeah, and
ever.
then you find somebody else that's got the exact same information that's going through the same thing, going, yeah, I'm not crazy,
Yes.
so it is kind of, and I think it's really important to people to realize that there are these forces out there. You're not going crazy. These influences may or may not be yours, and but we have to deal with the hooks, get rid of all the hooks that allow them to mess with us, and
Yes.
stay focused on, the awakening healing process, and be kind and be in service, basically.
Absolutely. It's staying awake through the dark night of the soul. The planet is going through the dark night of the soul right now. We have to do all that we can to stay awake while we walk through the dark night.
And they told us, this one, we're right in the middle of a huge wave of energy coming through. I guess it's going to go through till the 11th. But then they said, right on the 11th, another one comes through. It's a big six-dimensional energy that's going to be coming through,
Oh, wow.
which, with all this, and they said they're using the planetary alignment, for focusing this energy. So it's going to get real intense, and I think people need to be aware of that. The shift's hitting the fan big time,
Yes.
and we're going to have to get flow with it. It's not optional anymore.
Yes, it's very true. Very true. But that makes me happy. I love hearing that and I love feeling that. And bring it on. Let's do this.
Yeah, I agree. Well, we hit the end of the hour, unfortunately, but I can't thank you enough. It's awesome reconnecting with you, and keep up the great work. And again, what's your website again so people can get in contact
And
with you?
it's energeticsynthesis.com and ascensionglossary.com.
Great. Awesome. Well, we'll stay connected and keep up the great work.
Thank you. You too, James. Bless you. And again, sending so much love and appreciation to all you do. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network, signing off. Stay in the heart, practice kindness, and watch the skies. We're not alone, and our family's coming home. Have a good evening.